father and ask him, Henry suggested. Pete picked up the telephone, and a few minutes later, it was decided. The Aldens had a job.
You start first thing tomorrow, Pete said.
Great, said Jesse. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early. As they headed out, the children stopped in the prep room to pick up their jackets, which they'd left there. While Henry, Jesse, and Violet put on their jackets, Benny turned to look at the two huge crates that were still at the end of the room. He couldn't resist stealing one last peek at the mummy. Benny walked over, got up on the stepladder, and peered down into the crate. The mummy was lying there, just as it had been before. Its blank face pointed up to the ceiling as if it was waiting for something. Benny thought about the mummy's curse. The room seemed too quiet. He looked up and realized the others had left without him. Suddenly, he felt lonely and a little bit scared. He quickly got down from the stepladder.
Hey, you guys, wait for me, he called, running to catch up.
As they were leaving the building, Henry noticed a familiar face in the lobby. It was the woman he'd seen at lunch. This time, the woman walked right up to them and introduced herself.
Hi, I'm Lori Paulson. I saw you guys in the cafe.
Yes, we were there,
Jesse said, surprised to be recognized by a stranger.
So what have you been doing here all afternoon? Miss Paulson asked.
We got to see the...
Benny began, but Jesse interrupted him.
What my little brother was starting to say was, we just love this museum. We've been exploring.
And we got to see the...
Benny began again. This time, Henry grabbed Benny's arm and pulled him off to the side.
Remember, Pete said the new exhibit is supposed to be a secret, he whispered.
Meanwhile, Jesse was talking to Miss Paulson.
We're the Aldens. I'm Jesse, and this is my sister Violet. Those are my brothers, Henry and Benny.
It's nice to meet you,
Miss Paulson said.
What have you been doing here all afternoon, Miss Paulson?
Jesse asked.
Call me Lori, she said. I've been... Oh, I just love the museum, too.
She smiled, and for a moment Jesse thought she looked uncomfortable.
I come here all the time.
Now Benny remembered not to talk about the mummy. He asked Lori,
Don't you love the dinosaurs?
I didn't know they had dinosaurs here,
Lori said.
Well, not real dinosaurs, of course,
Benny said.
But they've got a bunch of skulls and bones in that big room at the back.
Thanks for telling me,
Lori said.
I'll have to check that out.
Jesse looked at her watch. Their housekeeper, Mrs. McGregor, would be putting dinner on the table soon.
I'm sorry, but we've got to be going.
Oh.
Lori seemed to want to ask the children something. Finally, she said,
Did I see you talking to the curator at lunch?
Yes. Pete Miller is a friend of our grandfather's,
Henry said. Lori's face.